look at the Bir Halacha on Sifov. Saint Torah to start at Im Shitol Yona. Okay, so the Halacha is the only Mechuyev to give the Sirtet on the upper line. But he had Im Lo Sirtet Afil Shitol Yona Ladasa Mechaber. If you don't do whatever the definition of the sirtut that the Gemara is referring to, the minimal sirtut, according to the Mechaber, that's one line, the top line. According to the Ramah, it's on the top, the bottom, and the two sides. So then, totally ben shitas rabbeinu tam shari apoiskim. Whatever that means, if you don't do that, that's machlokes. Rabbeinu tam shekasa the sefer Torah in sirtut sirtut rak b'shitol yano ladasa Mechaber. On the cold side of the Dasa Ramah, but he ever nifsel beset. Murchalim came and said the Sarm the Aria Shadim Sergalis Psula. Can who then the Tfilin the Chadin is through the Shitasa? He has a Raya by Sefer Torah. He also Sefer Torah only requires the same Machlok as Machaber on the Ramah, either the top line or on the four sides. And over there, he says, but he it's possible. So Tfilin will be the same thing. That's based on the Masechta Seferim that it says Yiriya Shena Misargelis, meaning Misargel, it was drawing and encompassing something, encompassing it. Which we have on the according to the Ramah, that makes a lot of sense. According to the Mechaber, it's also called Misargel. Avol if he might have beskinim by Yeradeya, the Sefer Torah Tzricha Liyos Sirta Bechulo Kamei Mezusa. So, but if you, we actually pass it out like this Ramah, excuse me, the Reno Tom, and we all the same. Torah has to have all the lines have to be Masurgal. It's the same as Mezuzah.
Why is Masurgal mean?
Being Masurgal is to go around it. So according to the Reno Tom, according to the Ramah, it's the top, the bottom, and the sides. You look at a column of Sefer Torah, you'll see there's down the sides there's a sirtut, and then
there's vertical ones too, not just horizontal ones.
Correct. So according to the Ramah, by Tfilin also,
and that's required.
So that is required. So the servant says if you don't do the act of being Masargal was the act of taking this blunt instrument and marking it off.
Mm-hmm.
So usually it meant encompassing all sides, but
so the
Masechta Seferim understands that the Rebbe understands the mean that according to the Mechaber, even you do the top line, since that sets the pace for everything else, that's good enough. That's equivalent of surrounding it.
So it would be like a box.
So according to the Rebbe, it's a box. According to the Mechaber, it's the top line. But the top line, because it makes everything else follow it, so that's you've accomplished the same thing in Halacha. But it's clear to Masechta Seferim that's no good without it.
But without the top one.
Without this word's Masurgal, whatever Masurgal.
Oh, whatever Masurgal.
Right. So now, but that's a Seth the Seferim, which is a Bryser from Chazal. The Reno Tam learns it's referring to this one line of the four sides. We pass another to the Reno Tam. We pass in that Sefer Torah needs every single line. And when the Masechta Seferim said it's not Masurgal, it meant you didn't put all the lines in. That's what Masurgal meant. So then that clearly does not apply to Tefillin. Because Tefillin does not require every line. So then I have no reason to extrapolate from what it says by Sefer Torah to what it says by Tefillin. If I learn Sefer Torah and Tefillin are the same, and Sefer Torah says it's possible, I'll extrapolate to Tefillin. If Sefer Torah's halacha is different than Tefillin's halacha, it has a halacha like mezuzah, that you need every single line, that I have no raya from this Masechta Seferim, that it's possible to have it, to Tefillin, which is a totally different din. In Kenya, a lot of Raya leaves the thrill and bidiyavit avim lishir to the cloud. Kenya said, Bir Gro Biksar. The Bir Gro says that very, very briefly, but that's the point that he's saying, you know, expand a little bit. But the word of Nicho, Shalakosav, Machaber, leaves the bidiyavit, Kamashakosav, the head of Yeradeya, but Sefer Torah Mezuzah. That by Sefer Torah Mezuzah, he says, without Sirtit, it's possible. But Tfilin, he never talks about what the halacha is, but he have it, because according to what the Gros is saying, we don't have a raya that it's possible, but he have it. The Maisa, our minig we saw, was to do all the lines. Now, we didn't finish with Shaburas yet. The whole thing is Shaburas of Katan Chaf Aleph. So,
is there any share of how wide the columns have to be?
There is a halacha of width, yeah. Oh. Yeah, we'll get to that.
So they, is that an upward number and a downward number? It has to fall into a certain range, or it's only for one direction?
There is a downward number of how, there's a minimum. Maximum, I don't remember offhand. But by tefillin, there's a separate issue of the size of the parashia should be equal, right? So that would, you know,
the same time, that obviously doesn't apply,
right?
So it's
I'm not sure if there's an upper number. I'm not sure.
Why don't they make the? So if that's the case, if there's no upward, is there any specific reason why they make it the size they're making it, or
yeah, well,
why it's not wider?
Wider, you mean in regards to more, I mean adding more words in the column, you're saying?
More words on, yeah, right.
So we have certain masoras of how we have to do certain things in order to get everything. There's machlokes, in Chumash you have peis and samachs, right?
Right.
So pei means pesuch and a samach means sosum. So the reason a pesuch and a sosum is when you finish a parsha, one of those small sections, and you have a samuch, so you leave a gap of 9 letters.
Right.
Okay, and then you start the next one on the same line.
Right.
If it's a pay, so it has you leave it open until the end of the line. That's why it's called pesucha and stuma. Uh-huh. But there is a machlokes between the Rambam and other Mishnayim exactly how he has a different definition of psucha. And there, if you could arrange your words properly, you could avoid that machlokes in the whole Chumash. Mm-hmm. A. B. We have, if you notice in Chumash, in five places, in 5 places it has. It says something. Something says Bereisha Omud because Shmoy Beis Yudahei Shin Mem Vav. Ever notice that in the Chumash? There's one right there. So we have a lot. Sitting a little full. Yeah. Right. So the first one is Bereishis. That's the base for Bereishis. So you go to Parshas Vayechi, and you get to Yehuda. Bereish Omen Bekosh Moy Simen. Starting on the word Yehuda, there's an asterisk on the word Yehuda, and it has. So we have a Masara that there are 5 places in Chumash besides Bereishis that this has to be beginning of a column. Oh. And the simmer for that is Beis Yud Hey Shin Mem Vav. Matan Alef Yaakov is the Mem.
It's a Rosh Tavis for the different places.
So Beis is Bereishis, Yud is for Yehuda. I don't remember all the other ones. But the Hey is Haboy Machri and Bayam is right before the Shiras Hayam. That's Hey. Shin, I don't remember what it is. Mem is Matoibu. Mm-hmm. And Vav is somewhere near, right before Hazinu. Va'idah Bamashmai Bars, I think it is. But otherwise, the Masoras, we started calling the Vav. So there was a cipher who did this without a computer. Va'idah Bam, right? The vav either vav. This vav has to be bereishah and bekoshma simon. So that's the last one. That's the shin. So he sat and worked it out. So nowadays that's become almost the standard in all sefer Torah, which are written.
All sefer Torah look pretty much the same.
Nowadays, kamat. I don't know, but Ashkenazi, they, if you take a tikkun. Actually, if you look at the old tikkun, the name of the tikkun was tikkun the cipher malakarim. They would use it for writing, because you're supposed to write from a ksav. But now it's all set up with the same. The columns all set up the same.
Rabbi, its theme brought in a sefer Torah. It's very long and narrow.
Yeah, it's different. Right.
So he doesn't. His is probably not.
It's an older. The older sefer Torah were different. Yeah.
So it doesn't have some of these things.
It doesn't have these hidurim. So nowadays a lot of it. What?
The sefer Torah have the same. Layout, starting and ending.
Right? Really? Okay. Okay, Chaval. You start there. So he says, but the Chachila, he doesn't know how to miyash the sita below sita. He should mesarte all of those lines. Pirsha Chachila, he should be mesarte. That's not mahaki, but yeah, but mishum is that keli banveyu, because it looks nicer when it's straight. You didn't do a sirtu, the lines are not exactly straight, it's still kosher. Now, what should you do it with? So he says that we do it we don't do it by forest because it leaves a color. We don't use any type of ink. Sikra is a red type of an ink. We don't use anything for that purpose. Filo ben ashitin, also the sartit boy, and that's even not where we don't put that, even in a place where it won't be touching the letters. We don't do sirtu. Now, if you did sirtu, it's not going to pass on the tefillin with a coloring. However, that's what they say. Comes along the Jewish Tamara Shmuel, Simon Shim San Bez, Befaku Bezeb Ma'oid, in Mesarte Beshum Seb Shocher, if the coloring is black. So if the coloring is red, so it's the Ksivas Ois is very clear where it is, because the Ois is black on top. So you do a green color, so you have your green color, then you have your very clearly where the Ois is, you're not affecting the Tzuras Ois. But if the color you're using for the Sirtut is black, and that's touching, it's gonna undermine your tzuras ha'ois. Mm. And that's a problem. Machmas the gias ois, but ois al yedei sirtut hashocher. What happens is now, so it's like one letter is touching the next letter because they're both touching the sirtut, and it becomes part of the problem. So the Rosh Hashanah holds it's a problem. Ayin sham. Therefore, we don't use any coloring at all for a sirta, but you know, in the Bidi Eved, it would be a problem. Okay.
I assume when you read from a sirta, you can't have like an, because I've never seen it, so I'm assuming you're not allowed to do it, to have an overlay where you have all the nekudas and the trup on top of it.
There is a discussion amongst the Poskim about it.
Really?
Whether we could do such a thing. The Poskim, the real issue that they come up with is you're not allowed to lay something on top of the Sefer Torah. So the problem is, it's more like we have no way to put the overlay down because it's not supposed to touch. So
that you could find an eitzah for that.
So
you could have it with little legs, and it could stand on the side of the Sefer Torah, right on top of it. You know what I'm saying? Without touching it.
Right.
If that's the whole issue, that's an easy one.
Right. So
I'm sorry, we have a regular test here now.
Okay, great.
I'm sorry.